This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Started so we can contribute to your having a good day. All of us are here to help in that work. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn here with all kinds of words and wisdom. Stephen J.J. Wiseman will be talking about the latest in identity theft alerts and what you need to be aware of there in a few moments. The things that people are talking about today that weren't in the forefront of yesterday, even though maybe, as we've talked about Robin Williams the past few days, most people did not know yesterday at this time that he had Parkinson's disease. That's what his wife says. So this diagnosis and the challenges that it presented, along with the depression, the anxiety, struggling to stay sober. I think that part of when you examine it this way, understanding what alcohol does to your brain, how it shrivels it up, how it can contribute to Parkinson's, what you eat, what you put in your body, all it takes its toll. I think Dr. Jack Stockwell made that pretty clear earlier on, before even the discussion of Parkinson's. But does that change your thinking about the suicide or the passing of Robin Williams?
It's so bizarre how people are like, oh, well, he had Parkinson's. I understand it now. You know,
How do you mean?
I think people have changed their mind. Before, it was like a little bit of irritation going, well, it was kind of selfish. You know, suicide isn't quite the way out. But now that he has Parkinson's, people are like, oh, well, it was a legitimate disease. I think that's really dangerous because I think as a country, we need to start looking at depression and mental illness a lot more than we do now. And
with what color, though?
With what
we need to look at it in what way?
We need to take it seriously and realize that it's a real deal and it's a real thing. I think what have we noticed over the past like 3 years? How many shootings have we seen? How many times where mental illness comes into play? It's definitely something that needs to be taken seriously as something legitimate and real, and not just, oh, well, he had Parkinson's. That was probably why he offed himself.
Hmm. Interesting.
So you're worried that we'll ignore the mental illness aspect of this.
Right.
Right.
I think people are looking at it like, oh, well, he had a disease, so he took himself out of the game before he had to deal with the decline, which I understand. I also understand that Parkinson's changes your brain structure in ways. I was telling Doug, I had done some research because a family friend has this condition and has had it for 20 years. And it makes you more apt to take risks that are not calculated. It makes you a gambler. So it does change the structure of your brain. I don't know if that had happened to Robin Williams yet. But I feel like we shouldn't say, oh, well,
nobody's going to know. His brain anyway. It's all speculation and postulation. All right, so Richie, sounds like he may or may not agree with some of your contentions.
You know, what hit me yesterday was the tweet by the, who was it? Was it not SAG-AFTRA? Somebody in the acting business put out a tweet where they had his voice in the genie in Aladdin saying, I'm free now.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been putting that up.
And they were really concerned that people would see, depressed people would see, and people with mental illness would see suicide as the way to be free. And I just thought that was very interesting.
Well, it is. It is a way to be free, if that's what your mindset is. 888-302-3684. The other side, or one of the other sides to this, the ugly side, what has happened to Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, who suspended her social media accounts after getting bullied, after being harassed, after she said she didn't want to to post any more family pictures. Our poll asked that question. I didn't ask the question specifically about Zelda, but about people being in touch with folks in the Twitter or social media, Facebook or wherever. And so it's interesting, the results. 34% of you responded at DougStephan.com. You didn't care about talking to celebrities. 24% of you said, no, I don't think any of them really talk to regular people anyway. 12% of you said, nope, but I think about trying to contact celebrities. 11% of you said, yes, but nobody has answered me. You've contacted, they have not responded. 10% said, yeah, and some have responded to me. There's this fanaticism of, for whatever the reason, we love to touch or feel like we're connected to celebrity in some way. Whatever it is makes more sense. Somebody pointed out earlier today, Richie, that more is known about Robin Williams' death than what is known about the killing of the black teenager in Ferguson, Missouri. That's where our focus is. That's what we seem to want to know.
I don't know, man. There were protests in Baltimore and Washington and Times Square. I mean, Times Square was shut down last night for protests. This is pretty big, too.
Well, it's big.
Yeah, but we don't know what happened. We don't know what
it's
what
big.
Happened.
There's a lot of noise being made, but
yeah.
What do you know about what really happened? But, that's the point.
Right, but I don't think that there is a lack of attention given
of
to
it. Of course there is. There's a lack of attention to detail.
No,
there's nobody
there's
asking
not a lack
questions.
Of attention from the public, though.
Well,
I think
there's not a lack of attention from the news media
in that story as they are. Is
right,
it,
we
Robert
just don't know as much.
Robin Williams was definitely that. I mean, that thing got a lot of attention. It was, it kind of takes me back to when John Ritter shockingly died, and you were just like, oh my God. And it took everybody by surprise. Robin Williams was kind of, it was huge. But I don't know. The Brown case gets
a lot
of
point.
Attention.
You're missing the point. The point
celebrity
isn't
takes precedence.
How much? The point isn't how much attention is being paid to Michael Brown or to the policeman, whether he's been outed or the right guys. That's not the point. The point is that there is still at this juncture, no real information about what happened in this altercation between the teenager and the policeman. There's speculation, but no facts. And then we have all of the stuff that has pointed to what actually happened with Robin Williams. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
And yeah. They're afraid to give the facts.
It didn't look good for the white police officer. The good thing is that the state, the governor and the state police have taken over
last night.
Yeah. Well, that's just some maturity and
training. The police chief out there taking selfies, with the people in the crowd. And
you know what you're dealing with that guy, another flat-footed moron who has no business being in.
I don't think so. I think this guy, every time I hear him speak on the radio or the TV, he's trying to be calm and cool and collected about this. And I just think it took them a few days to figure out, okay, how do we handle this best? And they did it well last night.
The point is that he hired somebody who ought not to have been a police officer. I think you can draw that conclusion, and that happens way, the lesson for all of us or them in this is that we have way too many police who are not paid enough, not trained well enough, and they get themselves into these situations and don't know how to get out of them. If somebody had been better trained, better, they don't need all the police officers they have there. They need fewer police who are well trained and well paid. And I'm betting, I said this earlier, there probably isn't an introductory level police officer gets paid more than $30,000 a year to be a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, when in fact the police, your brother, for example, when he started in Washington, I bet made a lot more money than that. And now, or even if he didn't, the appropriate pay for somebody who's starting in a job like that, who's well trained, in my mind, is $1,000 a week. That's what that job ought to pay. How do I come to that? I think about what people make in other jobs, and I don't think that's a lot of money for what they have to do if they're doing the job the right way. That's not a lot of money.
DC. I think they start out at $50,000-$60,000.
Yeah, okay. But they better be well trained, and I'm betting that they are, for the most part. But they're also race sensitive in Washington. They don't hire
my brother's the only white cop in his district.
Yeah, there you go. Hello. And that's only because most of the district is black, so they want to have black police.
Well,
because somehow or other, the blacks think that they're more understood
Southwest,
by their own kind.
Yeah, in Southwest, where my brother, y'all always remember, I'm like, man, why do you want to work the hood? It's rough, man.
Yeah.
He's like, because I don't want some pompous jerk telling me, do you know who I am? He goes, I can deal with these guys. These guys are, hey, Mr. Popo, what's going on, Mr. Popo? And, you know, for the most part, they're fun and they're teasing, and we have a good time and we get along together. And, yes, you have your punks that I have to deal with. Yeah. But I cannot walk around Georgetown or Northwest Washington, D.C., and have some guy say, do you know who I am? All I will take him out.
Yeah. 16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here's the problem and the solution for those of you who need to have more quality fish oil. The discussion of Robin Williams and Parkinson's and what was going on in his brain underscores the need for this conversation more than pretty much anything else that's happened this week. This is a tie-in that makes sense. Somebody earlier this week sort of chastised me because I connected Robin with, before I knew he had Parkinson's, I said something when I was first discussing Omax 3 Ultra Pure, that it would have been different if Robin Williams had been on this. Now I'm sure that I said the right thing instinctively, because you need to have more fish oil in your system, the omega-3s in your system, for your brain to function properly. Omega-3s benefit your body, your joints, your heart, mostly your brain. The benefits are actually amazing, and you can't find any better omega-3 than Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. 100% potency and purity. That's really something. And if that's not good enough, this product, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, is 16 times more powerful than the usual krill oil that's been touted in the last year or so. This is the next step up. As a matter of fact, one dose, one capsule of omega-3, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, will be the same as 16 of those krill oil soft gels. Wow. Think about that. Absorption, freshness, faster results, no fish burps. That's why you should be on the phone right now. Well, it's one of several reasons for you to get on the phone and call 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Yes, that's what I said, free. The folks who have made this product, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, are so sure you'll see and feel the difference, the amazing benefits. They're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. And so when you pay the shipping and handling, you're home free. 800-316-7918 to get your free 30-day supply. Or you can go online to Doug for Omax 3. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, number 3.com. Got it? Doug for Omax3.com. Or the number again is 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug sent you.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 fake mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17-cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
Isn't Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Yeah,
that
was
good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Facile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
I'm Pam McKissick, CEO of Williams & Williams. Stop waiting for your home to sell. Sell it at auction. Williams & Williams Auction sells beautiful homes all across the U.S. in just 30 days. And we close in 10. It's time you got the value of your home out of your head and into your...
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, here is a page from the American Songbook. It goes back to 1997. This is a one-hit wonder for this lady. The song is called Sonny Came Home. You tell us who the artist is. 888-302-3684. You get the prize, a CD of one-hit wonders. That's what the contest is all about. One-hit wonders.
Sonny came home to her favorite room. Sonny sat down in the kitchen. She opened a book and a box of tools. Sonny came home with the mission. She's the day goes by and his love died. I'm walking on a wire. I close my eyes and fly.
Something about this song always made me think sadness. Not a big fan, but it's a big hit.
Yeah,
I have to be a fan.
Song.
Recorded by an American singer-songwriter, comes from Vermilion, South Dakota. It was a pop hit, as I said, in 97. You know what the name of the artist is? Call us at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this artist. She mastered the guitar by the time she was 10. Paid a lot of attention to her father's collection of records by the Kingston Trio and Pete Seeger. Moved to Texas, joined a Western swing band called the Dixie Diesels. That was a short-lived event. Moved on, immersed herself in folk music. She received a Grammy in 89 for her folk album Steady On, and another Grammy in 92 for her album A Few Small Repairs. This song, Sonny Came Home, was cut from A Few Small Repairs. Racked up two Grammys when it became popular, not till 97. Record of the Year, Song of the Year. A couple of years ago, she published an autobiographical book called The Diamond in the Rough about her battles with anorexia, depression, alcoholism, career crisis. Really, my God. That's the kind of stuff, though, experience-wise, the country music and some of the folk history comes from those sort of experiences. Sounds like the playbook of Robin Williams, in a manner of speaking. So we want to know what this lady's name is. I don't know where she is now, what she's doing, but she's had an interesting career, an interesting life, maybe.
I would think that you would like this in that it sounds a good bit like Jewel.
There's a little Jewel
in this. Yeah. Yep. Right.
All right, so Jewel.
Artists, yes, we like Jewel a lot here. 888-302-3684 is the number for you to identify this lady. All right? And then you get the CD with the one hit, The Wonders. This is maybe a stumper, in a sense.
You know, last night I was in the garage. I'm painting my garage.
Nice going, Richie.
And a song came up, and I'm like, oh, my God, we have to play this as like a secondary.
Secondary what?
One-hit wonder,
one
right?
One-hit wonder.
Oh. Who's this?
And I was like, oh, this is great. We have to play this. This is such a great one-hit wonder. But then you know what?
Right.
He has two hits.
Oh. There you go.
Carl Carlton.
This is Carl Carlton?
This is Carl Carlton.
Everlasting Love was
Everlasting
the big song.
Love, Carl Carlton.
Really?
So I was like, oh, I can't use it. But I was just like, it came on my little funk station that I listened to on Pandora and Spotify. Right. I was like, oh, what a great song. So.
Aaron, listening to The Jet in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to Good Day. Hello.
Oops. I got to do that.
How about we get him on the air, Richie? Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Make quick work of this. Who's the singer?
Sean Colvin.
Sean Colvin is correct.
Good job.
So you'll get the One Hit Wonder CD. Thank you. Have a great weekend. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I recently got an email from one of my listeners that said, Warren, whenever I visit my daughter's house, she has two cats, my eyes itch, and I notice that the cats shed hair. Is this hair causing an allergic reaction? It's not the cat's hair that provokes an allergic reaction. It's a protein that is present in the dander and saliva of the cats. Think about this. Watch your cat on a regular basis. How many hours a day does your cat spend grooming himself, licking himself, putting that saliva all over his body? That's probably what's causing your reaction. A reduction of these allergens can often be achieved by washing the cat on a regular basis, using some of the new products on the market that control some of the dander, and by helping your cat grooming, he'll groom himself less, which would also help. Other things you may want to take into consideration is before you go over, have your daughter take a washcloth and wipe the cat down to get the saliva off. Yes, you can visit your kitty grandcats and not sneeze and have watery eyes at the same time. I'll more next time.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out the milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
No need to run around anymore searching for auto parts. At PartsMatrix.com, we do all the legwork for you, saving you time and money. And it couldn't be easier. When you send a request using our simple, secure online form, we get right to work searching our network to find OEM parts, aftermarket, refurbished parts and accessories, recycled auto parts, and more. We get back to you in a jiffy with the pricing and shipping options, too. Check out our website, PartsMatrix.com, for all the best parts at the best prices. PartsMatrix.com. Save money, drive happy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Through the items of interest that are important, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show for your comments if you want to share them that way. 888-302-DOUG. If you want to call us, email to Rich or Ken or Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com. Joining us in a few minutes, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, as I promised, there are a lot of new scams, and Stephen's going to identify.
Wait, new scams or nude scams?
Both.
Oh.
Well, maybe, yeah, but I don't.
Yeah.
New scams. Guessing. I'm guessing Steve's not too interested in the nude scam.
Nor are we interested in hearing him talk about
probably
that.
Probably not, no. I want him to talk about the 200 million worst enemies that we have, and that's how he's figured it all out here. You know what I said a little while ago, and I didn't go, I was going to get a computer to do the math after learning that we have a new illegal that enters this country at every 40 seconds. So I was going to multiply 40 seconds times an hour, 60 minutes, times 24 hours in a day, times 7 days in a week, times 30 days on average in a month, times, you know, just see how what we came up with mathematically. I didn't do that other than to speculate that there are a lot of people, and we weren't thinking about the number. I mean, you hear 67,000 have come in this year so
far. So I'm at a week, so I'm at 24 times 7, and then I want to do times what?
24 times, well, no, well, 24 hours. So you wanted to do...
So I'm at 24 hours times 7.
You did 40 times 60.
Right.
Right? So you
and
came up with
60 times 24.
Right.
Then 24 times 7, we're at 403,000. Right. So that's a week.
Nah, that's not right. Not that bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong in the math. Anyway, the point we're trying to make here is that it is bad, and it does deserve our consideration and concern. And more often than not, we're getting a lot of apologies from people in Washington who are supposedly in the know and on the go with this thing. But it's all drivel. Say what you will about Rick Perry, and say what you will about the National Guard. At least something's being done.
And people keep saying he's political posturing. Well, yeah, of course.
Whether he is or he isn't.
It's 4,000 a week.
4,000 a week.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but whether Perry is grandstanding or he isn't, at least there's something being done, which is better than nothing.
That's it.
And so that's the bottom line on that. Interesting, in the abduction department today, this group Boko Haram reportedly has abducted 97 more children, this time boys. They still, we haven't, has anybody accounted for the 212 girls that were missing or that they had taken?
Except for the ones who escaped and made it back.
Right.
No.
Yeah, there are only a few of them. So now they've taken in a bunch of boys in Nigeria. To what end, who knows? And then the story in our country.
Here's what I say we do. We gather up all of the MS-13 gang members that are crossing the border into the United States, and we ship them down to deal with Boko Haram.
Ah.
Those are some bad dudes. Boys right there. Those are some bad dudes, those MS-13 guys.
Yeah.
We give them little machine gun things, you know, little pepper machine guns, and we send them down there and let them deal with the Boko Haram guys.
And what's their motivation for doing that?
We pay him.
We
keep him out of jail. One of the other. We do like we do with the Taliban. We pay off the bad guys we don't want in our way. Just pay him off. Get him out of the way.
Say hello to my little friend.
Boom. Right. Problem there over. All right. The other abduction that has people talking, these Amish girls who apparently were abducted, but now they're okay. They were 13 miles from where they disappeared from their family's upstate New York roadside farm stand the other day. One knows not what, at least at this point, what the motivation was. Amish girls, I suppose, yeah. There's so much, here's what my speculation was when I first heard this. There's so much trafficking going on in the world that we don't talk about, we're not focused on.
Oh, my goodness.
They're grabbing these girls all over the place, and even in our country, this is a problem.
You know, I was reading about ISIS, just catching up on what I'd missed in Iraq this week, and they were talking about how ISIS is taking all the Kurds, the women, because they're blondes, and they're trying to eliminate the lineage of blondes. So they're taking all these women, impregnating them to try to create, to get rid of the blonde hair in this area. Isn't that crazy?
Hey, you're dealing with some crazy dudes here. I was about to use another word, which I can't on the radio. Begins with an M. And this in some place.
Dude.
Yeah, all right. Dude. All right, so Jennifer has the television report, which will focus on Survivor and some news from Netflix. That's coming up. But first, we're going to have in a moment Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the lawyer of note for Good Day, with an update on our worst enemies, the scammers, in the focus next year on Good Day. Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our anniversary sale, August 15th through the 18th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For contractors and do-it-yourselfers alike, Sacrete has a full line of premium concrete, mortar, and stucco mixes, along with maintenance and repair products for concrete and asphalt. Sacrete has over 75 years of expertise helping people with their concrete projects. Whether you're laying a new concrete slab, repairing cracked concrete, or resurfacing concrete, Sacrete has the products to help you get the job done quicker and easier. Visit Sacrete.com to watch our how-to videos and for project material calculators. Trust Sacrete, the pro's choice since 1936.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Run in, jump in, just get into Kohl's. Find savings on athletic wear for back to school, like favorites from Nike, including shoes for the family and performance gear for boys. Girls' Converse sneakers, only $36.99. Women's Fila Sport tees, tanks, and bottoms, 30 to 45% off. And game winners from Adidas, men's tees, $17.99. Keep up the pace with sport watches, just $11.99 each. Plus save with over 100 night owl and early bird specials, late Friday and early Saturday. This weekend, find your yes. Kohl's.
Shut up. Marty Pants right here.
They're picking on me. They're all
yeah,
picking
yeah,
on
right.
me.
What a shame. You're going on vacation. You deserve to get picked on. I was in my chiropractor's office the other day, and he told me he was going on vacation. I looked at him and I said, "You're going on vacation? What is that all about?" And he looked at me. He said, "I'm self-employed. I can take a vacation whenever I want to." I said, "Yeah, but I got a sore back and my shoulder hurts." He looked at me and smiled.
What about Bob?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so, Jennifer.
Dougie.
There appears to be an interesting development in the City of Angels, which I'm betting a lot of people listening to this program who consume alcohol would be interested in. And we happen to have the story at DougStephan.com, but I can't think of anybody better on this staff to tell this story than you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because it involves underwear and alcohol?
Yeah. Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
Perfect.
Angeles.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thanks to two California companies, Dougie.
Yeah.
If you live in L.A., you can now have alcohol and clean clothes delivered to your door by models wearing underwear. Isn't that
really
exciting?
Sure.
Yeah, it's a joint effort.
Is that all they're wearing? Because I would hope most models are wearing underwear.
That's it. They're going to be in their skivvies.
I see. Okay.
A joint effort by alcohol delivery app Saucy, which, by the way, is kind of smart. Like, if you need alcohol and you shouldn't be going out and driving, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And an underwear dealer called MeUndies has resulted in this week-long promotion that will allow individuals to order sleepover packs. So after you get the order, you receive your alcohol of choice, the mixers that go with it, clean underwear, new socks, a shirt, and sunglasses so you can do the walk of shame, most likely, within 20 minutes. Not bad, right? Mm-hmm. The pack also will include hangover-fighting vitamins.
Good.
Who, sign up for this?
What woman would sign up to show up to an obviously probably going to be a drunk guy's door?
Mm-hmm.
Delivering more alcohol in her underwear.
And it's, I'm going to guess, more than one person.
She better have a big dude with her.
Yeah. They probably do. It's got to be safe.
Right. All right, so that's that story, Doug Stephan.
It's only between 4 and 9 p.m., too, so how crazy can it be?
Would you do it, Jen?
Deliver or order?
Deliver.
I would not deliver. I would order.
Oh, you would?
Just for fun. I think it sounds fun.
Well, I see girls in their undies. What kind of
Well, I'm hoping that there be men. It just said models. It didn't say female.
That's right. Assuming. You are correct. That's absolutely right. You are right about
and
that.
And it's not that expensive. It's like $40 to $100.
All right, good gift for somebody.
I know.
A birthday.
They just approved these alcohol delivery apps in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
I think it's a smart idea.
Yeah, because the liquor store who is licensed will be the ones to deliver it.
Right. Probably belongs to Mary and Barry.
Exactly.
16 before the hour, I promised Stephen Wiseman made a mistake by an hour. That's what we were laughing about. We haven't done good math today so far. For those of you who are interested, it'll be hour number 5 when Wiseman is in. If you can't listen, but there's some pretty interesting stuff in this book that he's just written, so you can just either find it in an hour or find it online at DougStephan.com. This is the anniversary of a charity picnic softball game staged to raise money for a new softball field for the Community General Hospital in Monticello, New York. The location for this new event, or what they were trying to raise money for, was a tavern, and so they held this is a game fielded by two different businesses in the town, Richie, Monticello, New York, the diner, Gager's Diner, and the Bend and Elbow Tavern.
Ha!
They
sounds
put
like a
up
fun place.
The competing teams, total of 50 men and 20 women, they played a 365-inning baseball game.
Wow.
Started at 10 o'clock in the morning on this date, 1976, August 15, 1976, and didn't end until 4 o'clock the next day. And it was called because of rain and fog. The store, Gager's Diner, 491. Bend and Elbow Tavern, 467.
Wow.
It was a charity picnic and softball game.
That's
longest
pretty close.
Game ever. It was for a new softball field. And it was the longest game ever played. So I thought that was something that you would appreciate. Also, I found something that because you're going to be gone for a week or so, I thought, and you're going to be going to various hotels on your trip here and there.
Right.
There's a development in Paris, and as a matter of fact, all over France, that I wanted Pierre to report on. These hotels that have banded together trying something that may or may not work. They're allowing the guests in the hotels to pay what they think their stay was worth. So I wonder... That's a story also.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, doesn't that open itself up to that sort of thing? Frenchmen like you, Pierre, are cheap anyway.
We
are
cheap. We do not want to pay for anything. Right. We enjoy the finer things in life. The women, their wine, is their food. But we do not want to pay for them.
So you think that Paris would be a good place
these
for...
People are stupid. They will not make any money. They will go out of business. Too sweet.
They must be. These hotels are probably run by stupid Americans, right?
Stupid Americans.
Stupid Americans.
Oui.
And what I'm wondering is whether these hotels would offer the underwear model deal if the people in Paris would be
interested. Now you're talking. Now you're talking about something I can pay for.
Really? You'd pay for that. I'm going to pay for the hotel. But imagine that as an idea. Just think about it for a second. Going to a hotel or anything. What's that car worth? I'll pay you $8 for that car. What's that lamp worth? What's anything? Well, it's worth what people will pay for, right? That's the only thing that establishes the real value or worth of anything.
And by the way, as a stupid American, you?
Yeah, me.
Your math is off. You're into Jennifer's TV time.
And you just turned into an owner of a 7-Eleven.
All right, let's hit the thing.
I can't find it today.
Let's go. Come on, we get to the television report.
Oh, you want to do that now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hold on, man. I got to switch over to here. Then.
My bad. You were right, and Kenny said very interestingly, it'd be easy for us to get all of this in. No. All right, we get as much as we can in, starting with Survivor and what's going on behind the scenes with that television show, Jen.
Yeah, they're having some big problems. The editing team, this is not the first problem for Survivor this offseason, by the way. Now the editing team on Survivor is prepared to snuff the torch on the upcoming 29th season of the show if contractual demands aren't met. The Motion Picture Editors Guild announced Wednesday via Twitter that the show's editors were going on strike after their request for negotiations on a union contract from CBS fell on deaf ears. The walkout lasted less than 12 hours, however, as producer Mark Burnett's company agreed to talks with the group. Talks. We'll talk to you. Yes.
All right. Speaking of talking, David Gregory, who was horrible from the moment he began on Meet the Press. Somebody at NBC finally woke up to that.
I always said, put two bolts in his neck, dress him up like Frankenstein, and he'd be funny.
But I'm not sure that Chuck Todd's any better.
No.
Well, hopefully you'll think that he is a little better, at least, because he's the one that's taking over the reins at Meet the Press, replacing David Gregory. That was according to an NBC announcement on Thursday.
Is that this week?
No, I think it's... Well, you know, I thought he had a couple more months left on his contract, so I'm not sure when Chuck Todd's going to transition. Oh, on September 7th. Actually.
Right. So why would they give him so much time to grouse on the air with people that make, we would make...
So David Gregory knew he was out for the last couple of months. I mean, NBC's made no secret about
it. Is he
that.
Over at CNN trying to get a job now? David Gregory?
Why not?
Yeah.
So, all right, so something kind of fun today that's been trending on Facebook and Twitter. Downton Abbey, very popular show.
Very funny.
Series 5 is coming out, right?
Yeah.
And so
season 5.
Right. Yeah. Season 5. But they've released some photos, doing like promotional photos for the new season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a problem.
Really?
Someone didn't notice that there was a plastic water bottle sitting in the back on the fireplace behind the actors. point.
Really?
So they sent out all these pictures, and then people on Twitter are like, someone left a water bottle on this restaurant. Was it really a water bottle in 1920? So, yeah, you know, you have one job, and you kind of blow it with the water bottle in the
background.
That's
a good show. Very good show, frankly. Downton Abbey. Good for them. They're coming back. I like Hugh Bonneville's character a lot. Right? And some of the other the ladies of the house and the servants as well. 51 after. Good day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now is the time, this is the place for a review of some of the features, some of the ways that fares can be manipulated by you if you're trying to find a cheap airfare. We have Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com. We'll get to the nitty gritty of this app, among other things, for Hilton Hotels. Maybe you might want to check that out. Tom Parsons and travel information sponsored by the folks at super8.com. Go to super8.com to find your super destination, super8.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Hi, Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com. There's a new feature at Hilton Hotels, Tom, that allows you to check in, go right to your room using an app on your smartphone. Have you got a smartphone? You must have a smartphone. You got one of those?
of course.
Yeah.
And, I'm not that smart on it. But anyway, go
ahead. Well, <it's, laughs> that can be a problem with most of us. I have one, but I haven't even started to use it yet. But I am fascinated with the apps, the travel apps. There are tons of them, aren't there?
You want to go to Paris, I mean, they've got little city road maps, or London or New York or anywhere. You know, they work out pretty good, even for the restaurants or other things that you're looking for. We're in a really technology year. You know, I thought the 60s were, I've been watching this thing on CNN, but the 60s, and it's been a pretty good feature. But you got to admit that probably since the cell phone come around, it's been our voice. You know, your cell phone breaks, we're foaming at the mouth. It's sort of like we're also losing the internet. God, you're foaming at the mouth. So.
Yeah, don't know what to do without it, right?
No, phone numbers, everything are there. Yeah.
Well, that's when the airlines want you to use those services online, so they don't have to pay guys like you a commission to write the ticket. So as a result of that, you don't do those tickets much anymore. You focus on other things, although your information at bestfares.com often isn't aimed at helping you. It's aimed at helping the people that would use it. So finding deals to go to Europe, for example, never mind Europe. I'm just looking around at all the things that were screaming out of my email this week from the various airlines. I sign up for most of the news from, I get Delta, I don't get a United one, but I get American and AirTran and the news from JetBlue, and they're all screaming about $137 fares. How legitimate are they, those numbers?
As we go into the fall, they're getting better and better. I mean, I know you were always face flying from Boston or to L.A. or L.A. to Boston or New York. You were looking at $500 airfares this summer. Now it's going to be pretty easy to get it for somewhere in the mid-300s or less.
We're going out, the second week of September for 3 days, and I think it was 318 round trip, and that was 200 and something bucks less than we paid last month to go. Yeah.
Yeah, so the fares of the fall are going to be good. A lot of deals are coming out. The one that just, another one, our number one seller always, and it's there on your page somewhere, or it's on our homepage at least. It's the Las Vegas, and it's, you probably go from the East Coast and get, it's probably a little bit higher from the East Coast, but it'll probably be like $300 plus to get 3 nights at a 4-star MGM property and get 2 show tickets to 9 of the hottest shows on.
So that's including airfare or in addition to airfare?
No, that's everything that comes in that package. So if you're on the West Coast, like
airfare,
LA,
hotel, and a show for $300.
Well, that's from the West, probably about 399 from the East. From the West Coast, it's in the 200 range, 250.
Pretty good.
And that could be the Beatles Love or Terry Fader or the Blue Man Group, or there's about 9 different shows you can choose from. The other one I like as we go into September, the one-way fares into Vancouver. Again, we were seeing like 199 from Boston, 199 from New York and Washington, D.C. From the West Coast, like 119, 129. But you go up to Vancouver between September 20th and the 29th, and you can get a balcony cabin for as little as $229.
Great place to go to.
Night cruise.
A great place for a vacation, Vancouver. All right, some good news. Check out the tips. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.